These poems are so grim. I'll read a lighter one. Survey of Literature. This was an early composition. There I was. I'd been given a job teaching English, and to the big sophomore class, that course which it's covered all English, and it was all was given. And I had to keep ahead of my class, and I had not either at my native university nor at Oxford in England taken any literary course except the required freshman course in composition, and I had audited a Shakespeare course. So I had to take Chaucer, Middle English, and Old English, that's Anglo-Saxon, from two of my colleagues, and read with all my might. And I had a little mental indigestion out of that experience, even more than my students. And so I began making fun of these old birds, whether they're good or bad. And I fell into the habit of rhyming their names with something to eat, something on the bill of fare. For example, in all the good Greek of Plato, I lack my roast beef and potato. And after I'd done that three or four times, I decided that there was a little method in that. This was now like not like Karl Marx saying that the culture was determined by the prevailing economy, but this was saying that what we know our culture is determined by the dietary. It's a dietetic principle. And so here it is. In all the good Greek of Plato, I lacked my roast beef and potato. A better man was Aristotle, pulling steady on the bottle. I dipped my hat to Chaucer, swilling soup from his saucer. And a master Shakespeare who wrote big on small beer. The abstemious Wordsworth subsisted on a Curdsworth. But his slick one was Tennyson, putting gravy on his venison. What these men had to eat and drink is what we say and what we think. The influence of Milton came wry out of Stilton. Sing a song for Percy Shelley, drowned in pale lemon jelly. And for precious John Keats, dripping blood of pickled beets. Then there was poor Willie Blake, he founded on sweet cake. God have mercy on the sinner who must write with no dinner. No gravy and no grub, no pewter and no pub, no belly and no bowels, only consonants and vowels.